At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
Ensuring that West Virginia students, businesses, and citizens compete successfully in the world economy is part of WVU's land-grant commitment to the state. I'm here with William Brustein, the Vice President for Global Strategies and International Affairs, where they're developing a comprehensive approach to global education, research, and recruitment. In fact, he leads the university's new Office of Global Affairs. Thank you for being with us. Why is this so important, especially now?
Our students today really need to be globally competent if they're going to be successful in the 21st century. We want to open up opportunities for the state in terms of investment opportunities overseas, as well as to interest businesses, individuals overseas to take a serious look at West Virginia as a place to live, as a place to invest in.
Give us a snapshot of what the international community here at the university looks like right now.
Right now we have around 2,000 students, 110 different countries, around 700 international faculty.
WVU has really created the foundations for some strong partnerships.
I'm delighted with our efforts in the Middle East, particularly in Bahrain, with its Royal University of Women as being our best partner in that region. This is going to be an academic embassy representing our university, which will serve our interests throughout that region. It's important for our standing as a university, both nationally and internationally, to be globally engaged. And so, in the end, it really will be a significant boost to the overall economy here in the state.
Having faculty, staff, and students from other places can also be a learning opportunity for us, right?
Indeed. There are no better ambassadors for the university and for the state than our graduates. And I can just see all the doors they can open up for future generations of students here, for future generations of West Virginians, by being great ambassadors in their own country for WVU and for West Virginia.
Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.